Shin Zion, and Achot Yud Gimel Yud Dalid, clearly puts a restriction on what we read on Shabbat. And he's talking about reading it, whether you're reading it with your eyes or whether you're reading it verbally. Certain things are forbidden. For example, to read on Shabbat one's bills, an electric bill, a phone bill, just to go through it, or to read anything that's related to business, letters of debt, credit, receipts, and all things like this that are connected to Mikah or Memkah, would be forbidden to read on Shabbat. Different reasons are given. Some say it's because of the Isur Memesuchav Sechavad Abed Dabar, that you cannot involve yourself in personal needs on Shabbat. The Rambam learns it's because you might come to erase. Nonetheless, Maran is osir. Now, he's not only osir on business-related letters, but he's osir as well on even on what he calls igiret or igirot shalom, regular letters that are sent, that are just you know, formal, cordial letters that people send to each other. One would not be able to read that as well on Shabbat. So Maran is very strict. The only case that Maran is really lenient on is that if a letter comes on Shabbat and you have a suspicion that maybe there's some important information, maybe Pikuach Nefesh or certain information that you need to know immediately that is important, so then he'd be lenient on Shabbat to read it. And even then, one shouldn't read it verbally. One should only read it with his eyes. So the case is talking where the goy, you know, dropped an important letter on Shabbat, and you don't know what's inside of it. Therefore, in that case over there, Maran is lenient. The question is, does that heter apply to today? Today, most important things are communicated over the telephone. You know, they're not going to send a letter in the regular postal system that takes a couple of days till it gets there. If it was very important, there's quicker ways to inform people. Today we have emails where you can send it immediately. So the question is, can you today suspect that maybe there's a letter that was sent that has an urgent issue to it? Rav Moshe Feinstein talked about this in Igrot Moshe. In Chelek He Or HaChayim Siman Chaf Alef Od He Shekatab Shebizmanenu Sheyesh Telefon Bechol Bayit. Everybody has a phone. En Lachu Shema Katub Be'egeret Davar Nachotz Mamash. You don't have to, on the contrary, we don't suspect that there's some urgent matter. V'yesh Le'esor Lekrov L'Taltel Egeret Af Be'bam Metoch HaTchum וכל שכן בבא מחוץ לתחום ושכן הוא לכול העלמה. So Rav Moshe was מחביא today. Maran was talking about in those days where all communications were with letters. So if you don't know what's in the letter, you suspect that it might be a major thing. Okay, so he let you read it. Rav Moshe Feinstein took that away. בשוט משנה הלכות חלק וב סימן העין כתב גם כן שהיתר דשמה יש בה דבר נחוץ אינו שייך בזמננו, שיש טלפון ומבריקים שעל ידי מודיעים בכל דבר נחוץ. בכל מקום כתב שאפשר לאסור בזה, במשנה הלכות זה לצורת בי אוסרת, שראינו וכמה גדולים שעשו מעשה להקל, אף שגם בזמננו היה מצוא מברקים ושכן הוא לדעת המשנה ברורה. So what Rav Moshe was said, the Mishnah Lachot is saying, listen, we have Shimush, Lala Hakamim took this heter. The Shmirat Shabbat Kilcheta in Perek Kaftet in Kufyud Zayin, the Ha'arab brings from Shlomo Zomer Oyerbach, that sounds like he was Mekel also. But again, it has to be where there's a legitimate, real suspicion that you're concerned that something in this letter is needed to know today and it's like an emergency. But if a person does not have that suspicion, then clearly, even if it's just a greetings letter, a postcard, things like that, one, according to Maran at least, would be forbidden to read it on Shabbat, even if he's not verbalizing it. When it comes to bills, clearly bills are asur, and anything that related to business, that would be forbidden as well. The Ma'aseh, when it comes to questionable stuff, Again, Rav Moshe Feinstein was strict on this. Those that, again, have a very, very overriding concern, they have what to rely on if they wanted to, you know, read the contents of the letter. And that's only reading it once, of course. Once you know what it says, you can't reread it. And it's talking about over here where you're not verbally. Because let's say you opened the letter and it wasn't a pikuah nefesh or an important letter, it was a bill. And they just wrote urgent on the outside and they fooled you and you opened it up and it was a bill. So at least you didn't verbally read it. So you weren't oved, dabed, dabar. You read it with your eyes, it's a little better. Again, this shows us over here that you could think that you're a Shomer Shabbat and the person's reading clearly to read a catalog with merchandise, which people do. You know, the early Shabbatot, you come home, the catalogs are there, especially this time of year. All the different merchandise, you want to go through the different stuff, you're looking at different, you know, merchandise with prices and all that stuff. Clearly that would be forbidden on Shabbat. That's not worse than any mikkah or memkar or hashbonot or things like that. And basically, if we wanted to give the reason for this, it's either because of Mesoch HaKzecha or it's either because of Shemayim Hok. But it should be noted that some of the poskim say a much simpler reason. The reason why it's asur is because the Torah, the Shabbat was given in order to study Torah. The way that Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayot in Perichav Gimal, Ta'am ma she'asru limnot min haktav gezira shema yikra igirot shalom v'asur ki levad sefre nivuot o pirushahem asur leklot b'shabbat v'yom tov. Besides Navi and you know, different pesukim, v'afilu haya oto sefer b'chokhma min ha'chokhmot v'chein katab b'sefer selad ha'derech shum mishum she'shabbat nitna l'lmod Torah. And that's the way the Hayy Adam says as well. So that's really an important reason. Once you know what the Shabbat was given for, the Shabbat was written only for learning Torah. Everything else is considered a diversion. And therefore one should think many times now on Shabbat, even if the reading material is not questionable reading material during the week. If it's questionable reading material, then of course you can't read it all week long. Person has to say that even if it's suitable reading for Motzei Shabbat, he still has to question, is this permissible to read on Shabbat, Shabbat itself?